We will now move on to agenda paper 10. This paper analyses comments on the committee's tentative agenda decision published in the September 2018 IFRIC update. The committee received 12 comment letters reproduced in Appendix B to this paper. 5 respondents agree with the committee's decision not to add this matter to its standard setting agenda. 2 respondents agree with the committee's technical analysis, but recommended the committee to consider the amendment of IS 39 and IFRS 9 by removing the highly probable requirement in order to apply hedge accounting in situations such as the pattern described. The other 5 respondents commented on the committee's technical analysis. The respondents' comments, together with our analysis and recommendation, are discussed in paragraphs 13 to 47 of this paper. We were made aware of an additional comment letter after posting our paper. This has been included as agenda paper 10A for the meeting. We have reviewed the comment letter, and in our view, the comments in this letter have also been raised by other respondents. Accordingly, we think our analysis in this paper addresses the comments in the letter. Based on this analysis, we recommend finalizing the agenda decision with some changes to the wording of the analysis in the tentative agenda decision. Appendix A to this paper outlines the proposed wording of the agenda decision, showing the recommended changes as a markup to the tentative agenda decision. I would like now to draw your attention to question 1 on page 11 and ask you if you agree with our recommendation to finalize the agenda decision set out in Appendix A of this paper. Thank you.
Okay, who wants to talk about hedge accounting? Bob? Bob twitched this time.
Caught the virus from Tony. I agree with the staff analysis. I have some sympathy for the comment letters. Economically, I see what's going on and completely understand. But the accounting model is still a onesie-twosie model. You have to define what the transaction is first. And in defining the transaction, it has to be very specific so you know what it is, and then it has to be highly probable. And I just don't see where in this transaction how they meet those requirements. So I agree with the staff analysis and the agenda decision.
Thank you.
All right.
Andrew?
I agree with the conclusion that the staff have reached. I do have sympathy for those who have written the letter saying, but isn't this a commercially lovely hedge? Because it is. However, when I go to the guidance, the difficulty I have, and this is what you keep circling back to, is that the guidance says that at the outset, your future transaction must be highly probable. And if you're hedging 100%, some of that 100% won't be highly probable at the outset. So we're in that model. The one thing that I, well, two things. One is that I thought the old principle in F3.10, which said you needed to know when the transaction occurs, it's clear whether it's a hedge transaction or not. That was a hook that I could see someone might try getting back in on. But that would take me into the other point, that guidance has in fact been withdrawn. And in the agenda decision, I think I would prefer not to refer to guidance which has been withdrawn from the bound volume. And I think that in getting to the answer on this particular one, you can get there by saying IFRS 9 tells you your transaction has to be highly probable at the outset, and that's enough to get you there, because you've got to the end of the analysis at that point. You don't really need to go any further.
Thank you. And actually, on your point about you keep coming back to the highly probable, and also I think both you and Bob have commented on the fact that economically it is a lovely hedge. I was pleased to see people who'd written in to us saying that they agreed with the way that the requirements had to be read, looking at that highly probable test first. Even though they didn't like the answer, they at least acknowledged the fact that that is what's required, and I thought that was a good thing to see in a comment letter. Guy?
Yeah, I think I was just going to echo something along the lines you were just saying, Sue. You know, if you look at the guidance that Andrew was just mentioning in F3.10, I think it is, you know, you look at that in isolation and you could start to build an argument around why 100% of all of the sales has sufficient specificity to it to identify the hedge transaction. But that kind of falls apart when you think about other transactions where that just clearly wouldn't be sufficient specificity, and it only happens to make sense in this case because of the nature of our hedging instrument.
Yep.
And if you accept the notion that highly probable is assessed in isolation based on the hedged item and isn't influenced by the hedging instrument, you're done. So I think the staff analysis is correct.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything they want to say? Tony?
So I think building on what a couple of other people have said, I just wonder if it actually comes through in the agenda decision. So there's a second question that was asked in addition. The request asked whether when assessing or measuring hedge effectiveness, the hedged item must be fixed in volume terms. I'm not sure we specifically answer that. And I just wonder if we're building the argument up. I understand why we would build the argument up the way that Guy just described it, whether there would be a way of making that clearer through the agenda decision. Besides that, I will reiterate what I said at the previous meeting, which is that I don't agree with it. But if that's the conclusion that we're going to come to, I just wonder if we could articulate it in the way that maybe Andrew or Guy just described.
I'm always a bit anxious tinkering too much with agenda decisions. But
just one other thing to pick up in that, if we were going to talk about fixed amounts, we'd then need to deal with amortising swaps.
Agreed. Andrew, that's not something I would recommend we go into willy-nilly, because there are a number of variations on that. We've got amortising swaps, we've got quite a few other variations which go through with things like that. So that's not something I would recommend we go willy-nilly into.
Now, Tony, I know this isn't what you were suggesting, I don't think at least, when you made your comment, but one observation, because I think, strictly speaking, you are right, we haven't really specifically answered that second question. Are we better deleting the words in the paragraph that sets out the request that begins in addition and just striking it out, because we actually don't address it in the agenda decision?
Yeah.
I think that's then actually a more faithful representation of what's analysed.
Yes. I guess the question, just from a due process perspective, is if we were asked that question, do we need to answer it?
Well, if somebody wants to ask us subsequently, that's fine. But I think that the key point is really this. You have to look at the hedged item in isolation. I think that was really the heart of the issue for me. Yeah. Now, I hear what you said, Andrew, in terms of the IGs, and I think you'll see that what the staff have done here, which I agree with, is to sort of emphasise in the first instance what the body of the standard says, and then sort of to augment it, if you like, with the implementation guidance observations, but not to sort of lean on those in the first instance. I personally think that the IG references are still quite useful, so I'll take the vote first with them included, if that's all right. Acknowledging your point that we try not to rely on them too much, especially when they've been deleted. But can I get a show of hands for the agenda decision, having removed the sentence that begins, in addition, the request asked whether, but otherwise as written?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys want a break now, or do you want to do one more paper and then have a break? We can have a break now.
Yep,
okay.
Yeah.
That was a sign of desperation from Carl. Keep going. Is that keep going? You're going? Okay, good. You've got energy. I like that. Okay, so we'll move on, staying